Dear one, how is your relationship with the people in your life? If they were asked to state and defend your position in their lives, do you think they would choose you if they had a choice? Are you a bother in their lives, or do you have a significant impact? Do they actually want you in their lives, or they just tolerate you? Relationships can be complicated, and they can rob you of your happiness. You thus have to be very careful about the nature of relationships in your life. Know which relationships to nurture, and those to let go. Just because you have a relationship with somebody does not put you under an obligation to keep them in your life, especially when they no longer make you happy. Regardless of all relationships in your life, Jesus wants you to know that your relationship with God is the most important that you will ever have. How is your relationship with God? Do you only seek Him when you are in trouble and need His help? Do you seek Him when you desperately need something, and abandon Him when your intention has been granted? Do you seek Him only when your heart has been broken and you are feeling empty in your life? Jesus wants you to know that your relationship with God is the basis of all other relationships. You are called upon to establish a healthy relationship with God. This means that you submit to Him entirely and allow Him to take full control of your life. Whenever you are facing fierce storms in your life and you are certain to drown, trusting in God means that you will stay calm and trust Him to handle the situation without interfering. When you are facing happy seasons, you give credit to Him and show gratitude. Finding happiness in your family relations. What is your relationship with your family like? Most times, relationships with family are complicated because of the blood ties that bind us. We always feel that we owe our families a duty of responsibility. Is your family responsible for your happiness? Certainly not. They may show us love and actions that contribute to our happiness, but they can never really make us happy. We choose to be happy at an individual level. Or have you not come across people who have loving families where they are treated well and their needs are catered to, yet they do not appreciate it? Some are even bitter towards their families and very hostile. As a child, most times your parents will go beyond their duty to ensure you are happy. They will provide you with everything to make your life easy, with the hope that you will live comfortably and be happy. They will make plenty of sacrifices to make your life smooth. However, Jesus wants you to know that the decision to be happy is still yours to make. Instead of complaining that they do not get you everything that you need, you should be happy that you have parents who love you. Be happy that they are doing the best they can to help you navigate smoothly through life. Jesus is also reminding you that your parents are also humans. Sometimes they will hurt you and make you angry. Instead of holding a grudge against them, you are reminded that they are just human. Forgive them and be happy that they are trying their best. Be kind to them, for you are blessed to have them by your side. Be kind and caring to them, and God will bless you. And remember the honor you show them during the days of your old. Finding happiness in your romantic relationships, beloved, love and marriage comes from God. In the book of Genesis, the Bible indicates that man and woman shall leave their parents, and they shall be joined and become one. Marriage and love is such a beautiful thing between two people who choose each other. It is so amazing that two people who are complete strangers begin to take care of each other. They stand up for each other and fight the world together. They live together and plan their lives around each other and seek God together. So beautiful. However, most people today are lost and in pain because they are seeking happiness in marriage. Young people are putting their entire life on hold and chasing love to find happiness. Instead of focusing on their God-given purpose, they are chasing love with the belief that it will complete them. You should brace yourself for frustration if you get into relationships with the intention of getting happiness. Jesus wants you to change that notion today. He is revealing to you that you cannot find happiness and completion in love. Your spouse does not owe you happiness, and neither do you owe them. You have to seek your own happiness, your partner seeks their own happiness, and together you can create a little heaven of joy. If a person you were in a romantic relationship hurt you, you ought to forgive them to be happy. Regardless of the intensity of pain they caused you, it is your responsibility to forgive you for your own happiness. Understand that life is too short to remain hurt by others. Let go of the bitterness and anger you hold against them and let them go. You lived a whole life before they came into the picture, and you must continue to live after they have gone out of your life. Top tip of the day: Jesus is reminding you of your most important relationship, which is your relationship with God. He calls upon you to have a healthy relationship with God, as it is the basis of other relationships. He further calls you to choose kindness to your family members, while reminding you that your parents are just humans, thus you should forgive them and understand them when they make mistakes. Jesus also warns you against seeking for happiness in romantic relationships, for happiness has to come from within.